Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Lord, I Need You. From the earliest years of life, we are taught self-reliance. We are taught to walk on our own, eat on our own, and rely on our own abilities. As we grow in our Christian faith, however, we learn to rely on Jesus. We learn to walk with Him. We learn to let Him feed us with His body and blood. And finally, we learn that our salvation relies on Him. Self-reliance for a Christian is therefore a myth. Just how self-reliant are we? Christians have always struggled to break free of the grip of sin. On our own, this is an impossible task. In our human condition, we are both body and spirit. As such, we are forced to contend with the sins of the flesh. Without complete reliance on Jesus, we will always lose this battle. In Romans chapter 6, Paul speaks about the process of gaining freedom from sin. He even goes so far as to pose the question, "Shall we persist in sin that grace may abound?" Throughout the balance of chapter 6, Paul grapples with the perplexing question of why people, after becoming Christian, still succumb to sinfulness in their life. Ultimately, I think he sees that by growing in unity with Christ and through our faith in Him, our bodies are put to death and we die to sin. As I understand this, it does not mean that as Christians we won't still be forced to contend with sin. Rather, it means that our sins will not win out in the end. Grace will. Paul goes on to use the analogy of slavery to make his point. Before believing in Jesus, we were slaves to sin. As we know, the wage for sin is death. Through our belief in Jesus, we have been freed from sin and become slaves of God. Through our belief in Jesus, we receive the gift of eternal life. In Romans chapter 7, Paul continues to delve in to the Christian inability to live free of sin. He tells us that sin seizes every opportunity to put us to death. In one of his most famous statements, Paul states, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold into slavery to sin. What I do, I don't understand. For I do not do what I want, but I do what I hate." In other words, Paul makes clear that without God's assistance, we are doomed. Sin would win out without Jesus. Permit me to ask you this question. What things do you do in your life that you hate? As Christians, because of our fleshly existence, we are often over-anxious. We get worried about tomorrow as if we could change it. We store up treasures for our future, knowing full well that our life might be taken away from us tomorrow. Some of us seek fame and fortune, while others are lazy and slothful. Too frequently, we let our pride get in our way. We gossip. We struggle to cope with change. We struggle to cope with conflict, and we become easily discouraged. We are frequently overcritical of others, we lack personal discipline, we overeat and overdrink. We are filled with fears and doubts, and this sometimes leads to hopelessness. We can be too controlling, too opinionated, and as a result hurt others who are closest to us. We occasionally fail to go to church on Sunday, fail to tithe, and we isolate ourselves and fail to participate fully in Christian community. We spend too much time on social media. We lust, look at pornography, fornicate, commit adultery, and engage in homosexual acts and other sins. And this list goes on and on. Because we live in the flesh, our lives are given over to the ways of the flesh. Without our faith in Jesus Christ, we would be damned. The wage for sin is death. The reward for our faith in Jesus Christ is eternal life. We need him. We depend on him. We cry out, Lord, I need you. In the song, Lord, I Need You, sung by Matt Mayer, we find these lyrics. Lord, I come, I confess. Bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. If you're listening to this podcast, take a moment to go to our website and read today's message, and on it you'll find a short video clip by Matt Mayer where he explains the story behind his song, Lord, I Need You. In Romans chapter 8, Paul gives us hope. He reminds us that through the redemptive work of Christ, Christians have been liberated from the terrible forces of sin and death. But this is only true through him. Psalm 55:17 states, at dusk, dawn, and noon, I will grieve and complain, and my prayer will be heard. In Matthew 28:20, we receive this assurance, and behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. In closing, I want to suggest we should all start each day with these words, Lord, I need you. I will leave you with a question to mull over in your heart. In what ways are you trying too hard to rely on yourself rather than relying on Jesus? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, help me never to forget that without you, I can do nothing. Help me always to cry out to your Son Jesus with these words, Lord, I need you. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.